In the first reading today, we hear God instructing Moses to tell the people that for 7 days at the end of the harvest, they were to all the men had to come to Jerusalem. They were to stay in tents or tabernacles, and they were to bring the first fruits of their harvest to the Lord, to offer them to God. Now, we need also to be clear about what it says. It says very clearly on the seventh month. And we look at it and say, then why are we celebrating this or doing this in the ninth month? Because somebody switched the months. If you look at it, this month is called September, seventh month. Next month is called October, the eighth month, and then November, the ninth month, and December, the tenth month. It used to be that everything was agrarian. Consequently, the year started on what we would call the 1st of March. It was the time when they would plant. And then 7 months later, which we now call September, that's when they would harvest. And so that's why it's all set up that way. Somebody decided to change the year, fine. But interestingly, they didn't change the names of the months, so we're off by two at this point. Oh well. But the reality is, however, that we're also told in the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews also about another tabernacle, another tent, into which only the high priest could enter, and only once a year, and not without blood. So there had once again, just as the people of Israel had to bring the fruits of their harvest, so now the high priest had to enter into the Holy of Holies with the fruit, with the blood of the animals that was offered, so that he could make reparation for all of the sins of the people and for himself. But now we are told, however, that there is a new tabernacle, a tabernacle that was not made by human hands. Moses had made that initial tabernacle out in the desert, and then, of course, then they built the temple in Jerusalem, but our Lord entered into the tabernacle that was the original one, the one that Moses made a copy of. And he entered not without blood, just because he is the high priest and had to bring that blood into the Holy of Holies, but it was not the blood of bulls and goats, but his own blood. It was human blood to be able to take away human sins, not to cover them up, not simply to make reparation for them, to remove them. And so that's what happens when we go to confession. Our sins are literally removed from our souls. When God forgives, he removes the sin. He takes it away completely. And so it is with that kind of idea in mind that we come before the Lord with such gratitude. The mercy of God that he has extended to us, just as we hear about the woman in the gospel and the Lord healing her, so he heals us. We might look at it and say, but all my infirmities are still there. The real infirmities are spiritual, not physical. Yeah, we have our physical problems, but those are the ones that might make us saints. It's the spiritual infirmities that keep us from becoming saints. So we have to work to overcome them. As we do, of course, then we grow in holiness. But in the meantime, it is looking at it, and just as the people of Israel, because they were an agrarian society, would bring their first fruits to the Lord, we have to look at our lives and ask ourselves, what is it that I need to be so grateful for? We have life. We have all the gifts that God is offering. We have our Blessed Lady, we have our Blessed Lord, we have the Holy Eucharist, we have confession. There are so many things. And in our society, which is so completely filled with materialism and selfishness, people look at it and say, there's nothing I have to be grateful to God about. Like, really? There's everything that we need to be grateful to God about. And so as we come today, the purple, and reminding ourselves of all that has gone on, look at your life and ask yourself, what are the first fruits of my life that I need to bring to the Lord? What do I offer to God in gratitude for all the gifts that he has given to me? And can I come to him humbly confessing my sins so that my sins can be removed? And what gratitude do we need to have just for that? I mean, all the material things and whatever minor, they're all going to be left behind. But to have our souls purified so that we can be in the state of grace, so that we can enter into eternal life, so we can enter into that Holy of Holies one day. That's what we have to be so, so grateful for. So as we celebrate today, maybe not being such an agrarian society anymore, the essence of it still remains the same. Maybe we're not bringing the first fruits of our trees and our fields, but rather, much more importantly, the first fruits of our lives, and opening our hearts to God with gratitude.